You are not delaying doing the dishes. You are not delaying your homework. You are delaying the pain that comes along when you do a boring task. Now you won't. Hello everyone, I am Amar and you're listening to the 22nd episode of Stoic Human Podcast. I have the only skill that I will ever need. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I used to have the same behavior as any other person around you. I would try to pursue some things that piqued my interest in childhood or in teenage, or maybe things that I was forced to do, like a particular course in academics, and I would do it, get complacent, and anything new, doesn't matter how exciting, couldn't move me from the chair of complacency. But why is that so common? Well, we humans don't like to feel uncomfortable. As I've discussed in our earlier podcast episode, that dopamine doesn't like predictability errors and everything new is going to be highly predictable. We are absolutely fine with working at a company or being in a relationship that is highly toxic instead of jumping ship. Well, what do I mean by getting comfortable with being uncomfortable? Our lives in general are getting easier than our ancestors. People in urban and even in suburban areas don't really have to worry about wild animal attacks. We have food available in abundance, even though the quality can be questionable depending upon the culture, and we have instant entertainment that we carry in our pockets. Still, we are unhappy, depressed, and full of anxiety. Why? The problem is that because of the advent of technology, modern tools that were built to make our mundane lives easier and to empower us to do better, more advanced and creative tasks are only being used for the former. If the work can be automated by technology, then we are interested in reducing our work hours and spending on Instagram instead of keeping the working hours constant and utilizing the extra time working on more creative endeavors. If the food is readily available, then instead of appreciating the fact that no matter what, there will be food available to eat at the end of the day. So we should exercise to maintain health, but that is uncomfortable. So we end up with more food, more fat in the body than required, and no sense of fulfillment. Every discomfort isn't good. Your effort is never really to experience discomfort, because discomfort isn't what is granting you fulfillment. The striving towards your goals, which is what requires you to enter a state of discomfort, is what grants you fulfillment. For example, let's say you work at a job you hate under a boss that you really dislike. You could put in all the effort that you want, but will never fulfill you because your work there isn't aligned with your goals. The only real way that working hard in that scenario would fulfill you is if it helps towards achieving a goal of yours. Like you got a raise there that would grant you money that could go towards a personal interest or something. You shouldn't be trying to make discomfort your desire. Discomfort is not what you want. You want to live a certain life and achieve certain goals. Those goals should be your only focus and motivation. The path to achieve those goals is going to be uncomfortable, and that's where you need to start seeking comfort. How to get comfortable with being uncomfortable? Well, start small, because what I'm going to tell you is going to have a snowball effect, so it will get easier for more uncomfortable tasks. In 2017-2018, I started to put myself through uncomfortable situations regularly, but the criteria for choosing the uncomfortable activity was that it should be uncomfortable, regular, but shouldn't be too challenging emotionally or mentally. So I made it a habit to start waking up at 6 a.m. every day, no matter which day it was. And the second habit that I imposed on myself was to take a cold shower every day, no matter which season it was. Once you get used to these activities, it makes you more confident with anything which doesn't involve emotional challenge. But now let's say you want to do more emotionally challenging stuff. Well, start saying no to anything that you don't feel you have time to do, but was asked by someone close to you. Start giving compliments to others randomly, and both of these activities will make you comfortable emotionally interacting with others. When you'll get comfortable with them asking for a raise or talking about your boundaries in a relationship, won't feel as uncomfortable. Start getting creative about such tiny, regular but uncomfortable activities and impose them on yourself until you start getting confident. I don't think it is really possible to make the whole class of uncomfortable things comfortable, but of course, feeling confident in your abilities will allow you to do more uncomfortable things without being overwhelmed, but they will still be uncomfortable. I'll explain the science and philosophy behind our attempts to escape discomfort in next podcast episode. Well, that's it for this week. I would love it if you could follow this podcast, because there's amazing content coming your way every Friday. And check out our written content on stoichuman.com. Follow us on Instagram to get your daily dose of stoic wisdom. The username is stoichuman.com. It is DOTCOM, stoichuman.com. Subscribe to us, our YouTube channel, which is Stoic Human Podcast. Bye and stay safe.